Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Every time we get a new month, I start off a new series, or every first Friday of the month, I talk about the top monthly picks. Every Monday, I talk about the top weekly picks. So it's a little harder with the top monthly picks because anything can happen within a 1 month's time. So I've got to really take a look at what's going on in the market before I make a decision. First thing we do is get into the VectorVest software. We look and see what's going on. I can clearly see that in our color guard, all three colors being represented, the market is having a hard time really truly discerning which direction it truly wants to go. Down day to day, and I've got two red lights. The VectorVest does not advocate buying any stocks at this time, but I'm still going to think about looking for some stocks for the month. Now, a couple of things that I do want to talk about in regards to managing these stocks or finding these stocks. One, diversification is very important. I want to make sure that if I get caught in anything that goes down, I don't want to have more than two stocks per industry for diversification. I want to look at these as a longer term perspective, right? So 1 month, longer term, swing trade, however you want to call it. And with that being said, I'm going to use some risk management that keeps that in mind. I'm going to manage these stocks with a 28-7. Which means if they go up 28%, boom, we take it off the table. If it goes against us 7%, boom, we take it off the table. That gives us an opportunity to maximize profits and limit losses. Do you know that you can have a portfolio that's got more losses than winners and still be ahead of the game because you learn to minimize the losses?
My goodness.
So with that being said, I'm giving more insight on how to manage these trades going into the month. If I go into the graphs, this is what we look like in the American market. Holy smokes, big down day today. As you can see, we re-record these videos the day prior to Friday. I'm looking at a big drop below the trend line that I had drawn here, below a level of support. Right now, I'm not feeling overly confident that the market is going to start off on a bang. But with that being said, I got something for you. My top monthly picks include three long picks and three short picks. I think that that's a good way if the market continues to go down. I've got some country ETFs that I want you to look at right here at the bottom. FANG D, SOX S, and NVDS. On the other side, why would I be shorting NVIDIA? Because it's gone up so much that a lot of people, when the market turns down, are going to be jumping out of that stock to take their profits. It'll be a great play as a country ETF. And if the market does have legs and wants to go back up, then I've got three solid stocks, relative value, relative safeties, relative everything above one. Solid stocks is what I look for, whether it's a monthly pick or a weekly pick. Double digits earnings growth. These are just the creme de la creme. So what do I do? Well, if the market continues to go down, I'm going to look at these at the bottom and I'm going to tell you what to look for. View the stock graph, bring them up. I'm going to put this on a 3 month stock graph. What I see here, most likely it's already happening, is that by way of the MPI graph, they already have trigger. I'm just waiting for trend. If you're more aggressive and the market is going down, trigger's already in play, go ahead and buy it. All right, make sure that the stock or this contra is going up before you buy. Same thing with SOX S. We've got trigger. We don't have trend yet because the market's been going up. But I'm watching the moving average of RT tick higher. I'm watching that we've crossed above. I'm really feeling good. Look at this, NVIDIA on the stood to the contra side. Look at that. We've already got trigger, not trend yet. I like these. If the market continues to go down, these are going to be good plays going into the month. Now, if we ever lose trigger throughout the month, then I can go back to my top three that I have in here, IESCLS and NRG. And what I'm looking for here is I'm looking for rebounds. Let's go back. Let's say the market goes down for a week or two, the month of April, and then it decides it wants to go back up. Well, I've got levels of support and resistance to keep my eyes on. Definitely, if these stocks break below these levels of support, like CLS did, I'm not taking them. But if they go back up, if they fall down, they fall below and they break back up and the market starts to turn around, these are still great stocks to keep your eyes on. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. All right. So for my monthly picks for the U.S., I'm being both bullish and bearish, but I told you how to play them. All right, let's go over to the Canadian market. Do the same thing. Color Guard's primarily more green and yellow than it is in the U.S. market, down day to day as well. Let's go to the graphs. Look at that. Pull back off of a three-month high on the Canadian market. All of our major indicators are still above one, but starting to trend down. What am I looking for here? Same scenario. The market wants to turn around and go back up. I've got stocks for you for that side. If the market continues to want to go down in the primary wave, I believe, is down in the Canadian market, and it is, that's a start. Then I want to look for the DEW to go down. These, whether it's the U.S. market or the Canadian market, these are signals that the market is continuing to move to the downside, and you need to pay attention to those contra ETFs. So in the Canadian market, I did the same thing. What's moving? And let's go look at that diversification. Interesting. I got three in the mining. Mining gold, silver, mining other. So two in mining other, one in mining gold, silver, two in petroleum. Well, that's what's moving. That's what's moving in the Canadian market. Down up at the top here, I've got five stocks to be bullish on. VLEDs are good quality stocks. Relative safeties are not there, but the upside and that these are undervalued and buy recommendations and double digit earnings growth. I think these are good bullish ones for the Canadian market. And then down below, here's my contras. Same scenario, the way you look at it. On the upside or the bullish stocks, I'm thinking about a 28% gain, 7% loss. And I'm still looking, let's go look at the contras. Let's go look at the contras, put them on a three-month graph, take off the cross here and last. Same thing, I've got trigger. I've got nice trigger on HQD. I've got trigger on HSD, and I don't have trigger on HXD, but I do like the candle move. Nonetheless, in the Canadian market, I've got five bullish stocks if the market shows that it wants to go up, but if it doesn't, I've got three bearish stocks as well. So I'm going to go back to the U.S. market real quick, and I'm going to go to the prior month, 3724. Let's go back to my stocks I gave you for last month. Let's go see what happened. 3-7, boom. Now, remember, what did I say is a managing position for these? 28% gain, 7% loss. That's more than 3-1 risk to reward. Let's quick test all of these. Actually, even with the market's conditions, we still outperform the market. 1.23% for the month. Would I've liked to have done better? Absolutely. But look, at one stock did go against us double digits. We probably would have gotten out at 7%, which means we would have gotten out earlier, thus pushing this number higher. Nonetheless. All right. So we would have probably gotten out at about 7 or 8% loss rather than riding it down 17%. But App did well, 15.18%. Modine, Rolls-Royce, Opera all went up. The two that did go down, AIQ and IGPT, but they were manageable. This would have hurt if we didn't have the right stops in place. All right, folks. Now, if you're still here, this is a twofer video because now I'm going to give you going into more multi-bagger picks. Now, I want to show you something because this is interesting. As the market is going through what it's going through right now, it's interesting that as I search, I have a search specifically for multi-bagger stocks, they didn't yield a lot of return. So I'm going to go to the Unisearch tool real quick, and I am going to go YouTube. I've got a search in here for multi-baggers. All right, this is my original multi-bagger search. Stock price greater than a dollar, relative value greater than 1.2, earnings growth greater than 10%, sales growth greater than 10%. Price actual less than 20, between $1 and $20, average volume greater than 50,000 shares. I did want to find smaller cap stocks with upside potential. All right, that's my multi-bagger one. And then I did a tweak. Same stock, same layout, but the sort here is RT times CI. So the sort on the multi-bagger search was sorted by earnings growth, and my tweak was RT times CI. Let's go to the portfolios. I'm going to go to my multi-bagger search. Did I find any new searches stocks? Notice we're up 6.4% right now, given the market's conditions. This is from 122 of 2024. We've got, look at this, four stocks, double digits. All right, we did pull back, but look at that rebound. All buy recommended stocks. Some of these stocks are going to get hit. So I'm going to go to edit. This one says a 15% trailing stop. Now, on multi-bagger stocks, I think that that's a good stop because it will capitalize on profits. It'll go 15, it'll drop 15% from the highest point that the stock has hit. On a multi-bagger or a stock that's running, I like that stop to help to capture profits. All right, so that's a little different than the monthly picks. On high-flying stocks that I like, I'm going to give them a trailing stop, which will trail from the highest point of where you owned it. So with that being said, did I find any new stocks for today's list? The answer to your question is no. I've got three from 321, but I've got no new stocks in the first multi-bagger search. And let's go to multi-bagger two. I did pick up one new one, CXBMF. Now, why am I only picking up one? Because the searches, based upon what's going on in the market, only yielded a small amount of stocks, which I think is perfect when looking at trying to hone in on multi-bagger stocks. It's doing its job. It's not just willy-nilly buying stocks just because Glenn's got to put stocks in here. It's looking at my search criteria. I'm still cherry-picking. Only found one stock. Remember, going back to edit, I've got a trailing stop of 15%, which I think is a great stop when you're looking at stocks that are USAP up 48%, NU up 27%. I've got some losers. All right. Remember, I got a 15% trailing stop on these stocks. So, folks, we've done a good thing here in that it's a twofer video. I've given you stocks for the month. Remember, longer term perspective, different type of stock. And then I've given you more multi-bagger stocks, which you can see are doing well and their portfolios are doing well as well. So hopefully you like it. If you like what you saw, make sure you hit the like button, comment, let me know what you think about the video. For those of you who are not part of the VV Nation, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon so you'll be a part of VV Nation and get an alert when a video like this comes out. Folks, thank you for supporting the channel. We just want to help you to make money. We're going to do the work. You're going to reap the rewards. Folks, this video is over. Until the next time, see ya.
Good day to everyone in VB Nation. It's Rick Franklin here, Canadian consultant for VectorVest. And I'd like to invite you to join me for the upcoming VectorVest International User Group Forum. We'll be broadcasting live on the VectorVest YouTube channel Saturday, April 6, 2024, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll be joined by Mr. Jerry D'Ambrosio. We'll provide you with the Global Market Review, Color Guard Reports, and hot off the press, trade ideas. We'll also be joined by none other than Mr. Don Rietsma, who'll be providing the keynote presentation entitled Understanding the NETS Turbo and NETS Nitro ETF Trading Systems. So ensure to mark your calendars. We look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.